This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto. Longtime Cleveland Browns fans experienced a lot of nostalgia this past week. Former coach Marty Schottenheimer died following a battle with Alzheimer's at age 77. And one of his players, Clay Matthews, was passed over yet again for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Terry, they both represented a special era of Cleveland football.
This was from 1985 when Marty Schottenheimer took over till 89 when he left in a feud with Art Modell. You know, that is the time of the fumble and the drive and all this supposedly frustration. But to this day, that remains the last sort of golden age of football for Browns fans, where they consistently made the playoffs and were a contender and were so much fun to watch. Like, you take the season we just had with the Browns this year, and he had like four of those in a row. You know, Marty Schottenheimer came in when the team was 1-7 in the middle of a season, and they had fired Sam Ratigliano. Schottenheimer finished that season at 4-4, and then he took the Browns to the playoffs the next 4 years. They had Clay Matthews, a linebacker, the leader of the defense. And Amanda, you know all those dog references and dog barking?
Yeah.
This is when it began. Hanford Dixon and Frank Minifield, two defensive backs, started calling themselves the Dogs. They started barking. And then the next thing you know, by the late 80s, at that old stadium on the lakefront, fans are, you know, dressed up like dogs and bringing dog bones and all that stuff. This is when it began.
Because these teams of the 80s didn't go to the Super Bowl, it really kind of has hurt the legacy on a national level of Marty Schottenheimer and Clay Matthews.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Schottenheimer, who turned around three franchises. He turned around the Browns, he turned around Kansas City after that, and he turned around the San Diego Chargers. But he never went to the Super Bowl. Clay Matthews, because I think he spent almost his whole career in Cleveland, people just didn't see him.
Now, in your Cleveland.com column, you asked people to submit letters if they knew Marty Schottenheimer and Clay Matthews back in the day, and you heard from quite a lot of people.
Yes, a ton of them. You know, from people who said, oh, yes, my son played on the same elementary school team with Marty Schottenheimer's son, or Clay Matthews, both of them would say, and those guys that come to the game and sit there with the rest of the parents and kind of view like the rest of the parents. Or, you know, I wrote Marty a letter after he was fired and I never expected back, and here came the letter. And these guys just acted like regular, decent people that you'd expect to be in Northeast Ohio. And I guess I would say that some people say, well, if you don't win the championship, you fail. But anybody who really thinks about that time in Browns history, it's ridiculous to hold those men to that standard. That period was a success, and it was fun. And that old stadium rocked like it never had before.
Well, and then you have, of course, years later, the team moves to Baltimore. And we all know what happened after that when they returned, years and years of losing. So it's almost like coming up on another maybe golden age of Browns football and thinking back to that one.
Yes, and it shows how hard it is to sustain something like that. And, you know, you look at now, when Marty Schottenheimer took over, he was an unheralded assistant. And you look at the Browns now, Kevin Stefanski worked his way up. He was nobody's, you know, golden boy when he first started as a gopher, literally, in the Minnesota Vikings front office. You know, Marty then inherited Bernie Kosar, who was a top quarterback prospect, and Baker Mayfield, the number one pick in the draft, now with Stefanski. But I would love to see the next 4 years, even if there's our version of the fumble and drive, to be something like what we had in the late 80s, where football was fun. And also, Amanda, we've talked about how this past year the Browns were a likable team. That was the case back in the 80s, too. You know, you didn't have a lot of out-of-control egos or any of that stuff. They just seemed like the kind of guys that you'd expect to be playing football in Northeast Ohio.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports.